This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Street flooding and flash floods could be a problem this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs. There's heavy rain in the forecast and a National Weather Service flood watch for much of the Front Range. Colorado deaths from West Nile virus are rising, at least 11 so far this summer. The latest is in Denver. Earlier this week, people in Boulder and Larimer counties died from the virus. Most people who catch West Nile avoid serious health problems, but it can be fatal for older people and those with vulnerable immune systems. The tech company Slack is leaving its office in downtown Denver. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The 80,000 square feet of space Slack moved into in 2018 is now sitting empty, according to the Denver Business Journal. The move is the latest blow to the city's office market as remote work keeps people home. A Slack representative told the DBJ the move was part of a restructuring Salesforce announced earlier this year, and that Denver Slack employees will work out of Salesforce offices. The state lured Slack with more than $10 million in incentives to open the office. At the time, Slack said it would eventually employ 550 people there. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair opens today in Pueblo. Here's KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
Farm animals, carnival rides, and wacky fried foods are typical reasons people go to the 11-day event. But Colorado State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says, as of early this week, concert ticket sales are already 40 to 50% ahead of last year. The big name lineup includes country music's Lady A, rapper Lil Jon, and classic rocker Pat Benatar. There's also the World Slopper Eating Championship and the annual Fiesta Day celebration on Labor Day weekend. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.